It's not about getting your clothes off and getting cold and wet outside. Louise Saunders.
With me is Cara Spence. She's a certified nature and forest therapy guide, and also, I think she said on her website, destined to work and live outdoors. Hi, Cara.
Hi, Louise.
What do you do? What does a certified nature and forest therapy guide do?
Well, I do a myriad of different programs for all ages, from ages basically 4 to adults. So it depends on the age group I'm working with. But basically, I'm about offering unique outdoor sensory experiences that help you connect to nature, yourself, and each other.
Which sounds perfect to talk about forest bathing in that case. What is forest bathing?
So forest bathing, it directly comes from the Japanese word, shinrin-yoku. And it translates to breathing in the forest, or as we've been calling it, forest bathing. So it's not about getting your clothes off and getting cold and wet outside, but it is about breathing in the forest and really slowing down. Mm. And it's been prescribed in the health system in Japan for the past 30 years. So that's where we're getting our research from and information about how to offer a experience. Mm.
Do they believe that there's both mental and physical benefits to the practice?
Yes, absolutely. So forests have always been seen as a natural pharmaceutical bank. Of course, we get a lot of our medicines from the forest and our nutritional value from the forest. And it has also been shown to lower disease in nearby villages, a healthy forest ecosystem. So now we're actually starting to see that there's benefits for us physically as well as well-being. And they've been doing a lot. The science is backing that up now and becoming more rigorous around that. In Japan, they have been measuring the effects of forest bathing and their experiences for 30 years. Mm. But it's growing that research across North America and even in Australia now.
What sort of degree of immersion do you need to be to have in the forest to start to perhaps reap the benefits of it?
Yeah, I love that question. So their research shows different amounts, but typically a forest bathing experiences last from 2 to 4 hours. And some of the research I just have in front of me shows that the blood pressure lowers just after 15 minutes in a forest. So, and even looking outside a window, taking a break from your day, it lowers muscle tension and blood pressure. But if you can spend up to 2 to 4 hours in a forest, it has shown that white blood cells increased by 40%.
Wow.
So there is some measuring that they're doing now along the physical effects on our body. Mm. It also showed the cortisol levels, the stress hormone, dropped by 16% just in one walk over an hour.
How do you define, I guess, a forest which is enough of a forest to provide the benefits that we seek?
Yeah, I love that because in Japan, it's quite different. They have shinrin-yoku rated forests. So there's not often guides, but you can, if you're traveling in Japan, you can go to your local council website and look up the shinrin-yoku forest trails. And they have ratings that are highly beneficial or low. And that's based on this science data. So they take measurements before and after the walk. Mm. But here in Australia and also in North America, we found that participants were more rushing through the forest and not understanding the benefits of slowing down. Whereas in Japan, their spiritual practice is so rich that they could do it almost themselves. So the idea of the guide is to offer these sensory experiences or mindfulness experiences. Mm. So what type of forest? I suppose in Hobart, we're so lucky, it's pretty much any forest. But when I choose a walk, it's only over a few kilometers, and I like to have a mix of different types of experiences. So hopefully some water, a river, something like that, or a brook. A bit of rainforest is lovely. The big ferns that we have here in Tasmania, and then the tall eucalyptus forest. If I can fit those different experiences, it makes it a really rich experience.
Mm. I'm amazed at the Japanese, and I'm not surprised they rate the forest for the experience, because I've been in Japanese forests and you get vending machines at the top of mountains and the rest. So the forests that are used for walking and the others that are used for forest bathing must be, I guess, at times quite different places.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've been to Japan, but I haven't done much walking there. So, yeah, that's interesting. It must be that they've rated the deeper, darker, you know, more wild forests to a higher rating.
Yeah, no, I was astonished. This was years ago, but we walked up this beautiful sort of mountain path and got to the top, and at the top was the car park where we had driven up to the other side, the vending machines and the Cokes and everything else. So it was kind of, wow, not what you get in Australia. You mentioned some places that have extreme sensory stimulation, that smell that you get from the mulch and the peaty smell from the forest or the sounds of the birds. From an Australian perspective, are they an element of the well-being as well, do you think, of forest bathing?
Absolutely. So there's a woman who's just written, late last year, wrote a book called The Nature Fix by Florence Williams, and she went all over the world documenting those questions that you have. And for bird song was rated one of the highest well-being benefits, and particular bird songs that they could narrow it down in Europe. But also, interestingly, the smells was also researched. And the pine in particular had a higher effect of well-being and some of these biofeedback results than other smells. So yes, it does. I guess looking for those different sensory inputs can have a higher effect. And interestingly, in her book, she talked about some hotels in Japan and Europe are now experimenting with these pumping in smells to your experience. And we have heard sounds for a long time. So a lot of us fall asleep listening to nature sounds. So I think we've known that that soothes us. But looking at particular bird song or particular parts of the forest